My name is John White. I'm doing double duty here today representing my fellow regents. I see Morris Foster, Jim Schwertner, Cliff Thomas. Hopefully I'm not missing anyone from the bright lights that I'm facing, but thank all of you for being here and all that you've done for the A&M system for the state of Texas. I'm also doing duty as the chairman of the board of Kalon. We started this venture in 2011, and it has been a journey. The journey actually started, as Brett and the governor and the chancellor have already said, really started 10 years ago, and it has been remarkable what has been accomplished in 10 years. Brett, the governor, the chancellor, and I think Andrew will talk about Kalon and some of the technical things, but it's really been a remarkable bringing together of talented people. A couple that aren't here today that bear mention, Mike McKinney was a chancellor when we started. MD, shared the vision, really helped with the concept of Kalon. Guy Diedrich, who's a vice chancellor, had a number of roles over the years, but again, helped with this concept that Andrew will talk about that no one had ever done before. This was such a unique idea and such a unique concept. When we went out to get people to operate it, we realized we're going to be paying people to learn something that had never been done before, and we decided let's do it ourselves. Kalon was formed as a result of that thought process and the reality that we had the talent that could do it as well as anyone. I want to take a minute to recognize the Kalon board members. I think that we only are missing one today, but Cliff Thomas, who I've already mentioned, he's been the vice chair of Kalon, but is also the vice chair of the Board of Regents. And I'm going to embarrass you all by asking you to stand and stay standing until I get all. These people have put in thousands of hours since 2011. Cliff, thank you in particular for your business acumen and your stubbornness when we needed it. It's a good thing. It's a good trait. Brett Girard, who you've heard from before. Terry Hazel, Office of the Governor, whose name has already been mentioned. Ray Bonilla, the General Counsel for the system, whose name was already mentioned by the Chancellor, who did just invaluable work. Sean Nugent, who had unique experience in the pharmaceutical business. The only one that is not here today is Dan Fontaine, who is with MD Anderson, who again provided a unique perspective and unique talent as we were forming the board for Kalon. And then Andrea Pereira, who is our board secretary and negotiated a lot of what has occurred here today, and talking about thousands of hours put in, Andrea did it. But I'd like for you to thank with. Oh, I'm sorry. And I left off a veterinarian that was just really critical, and he's hard to miss, but I had him second on the list and skipped down. Charlie Graham, Dr. Charlie Graham. Thank you, Terry. You've heard Andrew's name mentioned, and I'll talk about him in a few minutes when I introduce him. But really, this is a unique confluence of business acumen that we have with Kalon, and it is only going to be enhanced by Fuji and their involvement in Mitsubishi. We're fortunate today to be able to hear from some of their top executives and hear their perspective on this momentous occasion for the Texas A&M system and for the state of Texas. We're also joined, his name was mentioned earlier, by the Consul General of Japan, who resides in Houston, Mr. Takaoka, and he is going to make a few remarks and then introduce one of the executives from Fuji, Mr. Takaoka.